Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Let me pause here just for a moment to say to you how glad I am to be back with you, how glad I am to be among you. And what I can offer you is small, but I offer it with a whole heart. Because, you know, really, and I don't say this in a kind of a somber way, I say this in a joyful way, someday you and I, all of us, are going to die. And I want to see you in heaven. I pray that I can be there myself, but I want to see you there. Every one of you who are listening to this program today. So open your hearts even more to what God might want to speak to you. Today, the first reading is taken from the first letter of Timothy, chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. Beloved, I am writing you, although I hope to visit you soon. But if I should be delayed, you should know how to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. Undeniably great is the mystery of devotion, who was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed to the Gentiles, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a God we have. What a God we're called to serve. How great are the works of the Lord. How great are the works of the Lord. We have no idea, really. We might see one thing here or there that stands out, but God is watching over us all the time, always calling us, always seeking for us to draw near to Him. And we get so caught up in our work, we get so caught up in our lives, that we don't turn to Him in the way in which we should. It might be a quick prayer here or there, but you know, when you give God time, over a period of time, He teaches you. He actually teaches you. He applies the scriptures to your life. He teaches you. He wants you to be like Him. He wants you to follow Him. Walk with Him. Think with Him. Speak with Him. There's no time that you are apart from the Lord. As long as you're in the state of grace, you're never apart from the Lord. But how much attention do we give Him? Because we can't see Him, we're very inclined to think He's not there. It's not true. He is right here. He is omnipresent to all of us, fully, to each one of us. He is here. We want to take a look at our lives from that kind of periscope. Look at our lives and say, do I live like someone who knows the Lord? Do I live like someone who loves Him? Do I look forward to seeing Him? Or is it like it is for most of the world, death is a horrible thing? And it is hard. It's the severing of relationships temporarily. It's very hard. It's very hard to suffer. But oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, look at what awaits us. If we follow Him now, look at what awaits us. Just take stock of yourself. Take stock of your acquaintances, your friends, your conversations. Would you want to have them all in the presence of Jesus? You do, you know. Whether you know it or not, He does know. May our every thought and word and action give Him praise. It doesn't mean that I have to use God in every sentence. It doesn't mean that. But share what is good. Share what is upbuilding. When you're in difficulty, go to somebody quietly and just say, can you help me with this? Can you show me how I should see this or what I should do? Trust Him. He'll come to you in so many different ways. Don't just say, oh, I've got to figure this out. I have to figure this out, as though it's all on me. And it does feel like that sometimes. But really, God is right here. And when we turn to Him with the whole heart, you might not hear immediately, but 2 days later you say, huh, I'm not bothered by that anymore. I'm not worried by that anymore. Or I found out what to do. God hears you. God sees your need. Trust Him. It's not like a vending machine. You're building a relationship. The more you build that relationship, which means God has to have time in your life every day, but the more you build that relationship, the more you will know his nearness and his help. Just think about it. The responsorial psalm today is Psalm 111, 1 to 2, 3 to 4, and 5 to 6. How great are the works of the Lord! I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company and assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. Can you say that? Do you ponder what he does in your life? How great are the works of the Lord. They might be very quiet. He doesn't usually blow the trumpet and bring down a written scroll, but he's there in your heart. He's there with you. And if you don't know what to do in a situation, but you have to do something, and you don't seem to get an answer, just say, Lord, this is what I think I should do. I need to do something. This is what I think I should do. This is after a prayer time. If you're still not sure, just say, Lord, please be with me so that I can do this with you and in you and for you, and bring peace perhaps to a situation, bring wisdom to a situation, bring hope to a situation. There are all kinds of ways in which God can use us. Majesty and glory are his work. His justice endures forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. Brothers and sisters, he wants you to know him as gracious and merciful. He wants you to know him. He asks you to follow him. When you fail, you tell him you're sorry. We all fail. Tell him you're sorry. Get back up again. Ask God to help you. He has given food to those who fear him. He will forever be mindful of his covenant. He has made known to his people the power of his works, giving them the inheritance of the nations. There's so much that God wants to show us and give us. But if we never turn to him, if we never pay any attention to him, if we don't look at him, if we don't thank him, if we don't bless him, if we don't glorify him, what kind of relationship are we offering? It's a two-sided thing. Think about that in your own life a little bit. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 31 to 35, Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, 'He's possessed by a demon.' And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he's a glutton or a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.'" Oh, brothers and sisters, how many times do we put someone else under a microscope and we find whatever possible thing we can to disagree with them or to turn away from them or to misjudge, to conclude things about them that may not be true at all because we're angry or we've been hurt by that person at some point? Brothers and sisters, you know, we do want friends and we do need friends. We need good friends. But there's a time sometimes to step out where somebody has hurt you, or somebody has done something against you and you've borne a grudge toward them, to go back and talk to them. Say, I would enjoy having you in my friendship, all my friends again. I would enjoy having you back with me in my life. Don't turn off the faucet because somebody hurt you once. Now, of course, if it's a very serious and devastating hurt, then you do need help from others. But what I'm saying is you personally, to another person personally, if that person disregarded you or that person lied about you or spoke something that was not the best thing to have said about you, don't shut your heart off. Go back. Offer to forgive, perhaps. Ask the Lord, help me, Lord, because this is my brother or my sister. Even if we're not on good terms right now, in your eyes, this is my brother or my sister. How do you want me to treat this person? How do you want me to act? What do I need to say? Ask God and give God time to answer you. Ask him. Brothers and sisters, there's so many relationships that get cut off because of one action, and people carry grudges for 20 years. That's not what God wants of us. He wants us to be loving and kind, to forgive, to be forgiven. That's part of life. Don't try to excuse yourself if you're guilty. Don't try to minimize something if you are guilty. Just say, yes, I did that, and I am very sorry. And even if that person turns around and walks away from you, you did what was right. You did what was right. God will use that. Just give it a little time. God will use it. God will show you what to do if there's something. God will give you the courage to wait till the grace penetrates another person's heart. The gospel today, Luke 7, verses 31 to 35. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep." In other words, they didn't enter into the situation at all. John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, "He's possessed by a demon." And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, "Look, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Brothers and sisters, do you see how quick we are to judge? How quick we can be to condemn? And sometimes we don't know the whole story. We don't know the whole picture. Pray for them, and then go back to them and ask them what is going on in their life. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants you to know that he loves you, that he wants to use you almost like an emissary or a servant to other people whose lives are cut off or truncated in some way and who are bitter or angry. The Lord may want you, not always, but we need to bring that to prayer. The Lord may want you to open your heart to giving a hand to another person, even though it doesn't please you exactly. But open your heart and see what God does. May God bless you today. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.